Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing daily, welcome to Tuesday, the 23rd day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. The 23rd day. 7 more days to the end of this month. God created the entire universe in 6 days. The whole universe in 6 days. I prophesy, within the remaining 7 days this month, God will still make all that looked impossible in your life, He will make them possible. Gates shall be lifted and doors shall open for you. Yes, difficult doors shall open. Your miracle shall wait for you this week. As the ram in the thicket on Mount Moriah was held down for Abraham to be used as a sacrifice instead of Isaac his son, I prophesy to your life, your miracle shall be held down for you. Who is this? You missed an opportunity, painful opportunity not too long ago. You won't miss it this next time. I don't know whose case I'm addressing now, but the person concerned, we know, and we say a strong amen. A major opportunity is about to be open for you. You won't miss it this time. I said you won't miss it this time. Who is this? Someone is holding what belongs to you. An item, a document, some money, material, information, a space, something sent to you, something approved to you. If that is you, stretch out your hand before you. What is yours shall so be handed over to you. What is yours in their hands shall become too hot for them to handle. They shall send for you, your son or your daughter, hurriedly and give it to you. Now, who is this? You've been calling this person. He's not picking. Another person. Someone promised you, but he's not making it good. Mention their names very quickly. I want to pray. Mention their names. Mention their names. I prophesy that person will call you soon. When next you call, he shall pick your call and positive answer will come for you. Who is this? That letter, that email, that call you've been waiting for will come soon. Someone is on a target job. You need to meet a target monthly. 7 days to the end of the month, you are yet to meet the target. Raise your hand or your phone up. I prophesy you will meet that target very miraculously. Oh, yes, you will meet more than even the target. Do this. Sow a victory seed, if you can, 5,005, and tag it, seed to meet my target. You will meet it. As your sacrifice goes up, heaven will move in your favor. If you are sick, as you listen to me now, place your hand where you have the pain. I prophesy healings in the name of Jesus. I pronounce you healed. I pronounce you healed. You yourself declare and say, I am healed 3 times. Yes, you are. Send your testimonies very quickly. Start demonstrating your faith. Something has happened to you. June 23, celebrate your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live the rest of your life free of stress and struggle. God will bless you specially. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome. So the second day of sharing testimony here. Please be connecting to these testimonies if you desire the same, and the power of God will make it happen. Send your testimonies if you have any. First testimony today. Good morning, Daddy. I want to give glory to God Almighty for His faithfulness. God gave me, my son, success in his exam. I put battle seed on it. Daddy, please pray for the success of my son in the rest of the exams. Yes, he will pass the rest of the exams in flying color. Another testifier. Good morning, sir. And my TPGF siblings, I give glory to the name of God Almighty for his doing in my life and family. I was the person that testified that my son received NEL fund. God has done it again. My son's school fees that we have paid before was refunded with another extra 20,000 naira. And last, I was healed from body pain through bathing with the soap that Daddy prayed over. Thank you, Jesus. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Kindly, please, I'll share this message. Yes, I have shared it. More will come for you. These things are working. Engage them. Another testifier. I want to appreciate God for miraculously setting my house rent yesterday, settling it. Supernatural provision, protection, and serenity over my life and that of my loved ones. Hallelujah. Another testifier. My iPhone 12, an Android, was stolen in the church after vigil, not leaving Springle. The good and the faithful Lord, through friends, provided me with another powerful Android iPhone 14 Pro, a miraculous provision indeed. That is our God, miraculous provision indeed. God will do the same for you. Another testifier. Good morning, our daddy, and the entire blessed family. I thank God for my graduation held on the 19th of June, which I am now conferred as Doctor of Philosophy in Applied Mathematics. I praise God because I finish it exactly the time frame stated and do as our daddy instructed. I do thanks the Heavenly Father every time when I look at the time frame where I pasted it. Thank you, God, and thank to the father of the family, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. All glory be to God Almighty. Wow, father of the family. Thank you so much for your compliment. Somebody said, good morning. I want to thank God for the following. Successful eye surgery of my mother. Successful graduation of my daughter from university. Provision of employment for my daughter immediately after graduation. Journey mercies to and fro to attend the graduation ceremony. Divine help and assistance always. Praise the Lord with me. Wow. Your testimony will increase. Good morning, my TPGF. Today, 28th of June, Daddy prophesied that a surprise goodness will reach us in a few hours. To my surprise, someone credited me with 300,000 naira. My tithe has been sent to the commission's account. Daddy, the oil of God on your head will not dry up. Happy Father's Day to the best daddy. We love you. Wow. Each time you are blessed with money, 10% of it belongs to God. Do so, and you will see God do more for you. Another testifier. Hello, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. How are you doing? Hope you are doing well. Sir, I have testimony. Yesterday, someone from abroad introduced a nice business to me as a partner, and you asked us to mention 5 names that will help us in something, which I did. I said, thank you to Jesus. Mine has been fulfilled. Wow. Another person. Good morning, my TPJ family. Please, Daddy, read my testimony. I have sent similar ones before, but was not read. Last week, I bought a rechargeable bulb. As I fixed it on the switch, it blew up and burnt off and then stopped working. I was so worried and was like, God, I don't have another money to buy one so soon that same evening. So I fixed it again. It didn't work. So the next morning, a voice inside me said to me, wrap it up with the mantle. So I did. Lo and behold, the following day, as I remove it from the mantle and fix it, the switch is started working up till now. This is the third testimony that I'm getting through engaging the mantle. Everybody be engaging this thing. Another testifier. I want to testify to the goodness of God healing my 4-year-old baby girl after I used the birthing soap we should pray over to bathe her. Rashes on her body cleared off. To God be all the glory. More anointing. Rashes cleared off. Please be engaging all these things. It is working for others. It will work for you also. You shall be the next testifier. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to introduce TPDF to more people all over the world. I am back from the UK conference and will conduct the Prayer Mountain this Thursday. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain this Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus is open doors globally. Bring a key along. as a prophetic point of contact for your prayer. Doors shall open for you where you desire them. It shall be live stream, so connect from all over the world. Join us on our prayer hub every day, YouTube and Facebook, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Don't miss it. Please don't compromise on your tithing, your personal and corporate tithing, as we teach it here. No farmer that failed to plant during planting season have hope of harvest. Don't let tithing and seed sowing be like a burden to you. No, it must never be a burden. It is our tithe, seed, and sacrificial sowing that keep the kingdom of God growing, that keep TPGS growing all over the world. Then it will open the heavenly door for you and remove the devourer from your life. Do it with joy. Do it with thanksgiving. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I speak to the life of all TPG members all over the world. Those of you that keep listening every day. Those of you that are rebroadcasting it to others so that the kingdom of God will keep spreading. God will be blessing you. All tithers, personal tithers, corporate tithers, that business will be growing, expanding. Money will soon lose value before you. Whatever takes money to do, you will do it with ease. Sow your seed and let others hear. Those that I call today to sow the victory seed to meet your target, do it with joy. Others are giving testimonies. You too will give testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.